So a lot of concerns and a lot of programming that was done to address that. And one thing that we did in partnership with the American College of Chest Physicians, the American Lung Association, as well as the American Thoracic Society, was to come up with a patient guidance on how to use masks and recommending social distancing as a great way to avoid infection. And all the options that were available, we discussed different options of face covering. We did indicate that the N95 masks are discouraged and should be discouraged and reserved for frontline workers. And then that one thing around a lot of our patient community are still working in the work and in a place where they have to wear a mask and to face the confrontation, even if it's hard for them to breathe, they have to have face covering. So we did spend a lot of time preparing programming for those individuals to support them. And certainly those with severe lung disease, the best way to avoid infection is physical distancing along with frequent hand washing. And that is quite important when you think about distancing. When we do the surveys, the sentiment into September is the isolation comes with social distancing in our community.